Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a little bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, looking at verses 20 and 21. They read, "By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff." So here we have a reference to two patriarchs blessing children or grandchildren. And this is in the context of the rest of Hebrews chapter 11, where the writer is trying to encourage the people he's writing to have faith despite what they can see, to have faith for what they cannot see, to have faith that trusts God even when things don't look good, or rather to have faith for the difficult path that God has given instead of going for the easier path. And here we have Isaac and Jacob used as examples of people of faith. And perhaps what's going on here is that the writer is illustrating two principles about faith. Now, for the background to these situations, you might like to pause the podcast and read Genesis 27, particularly verses 27 to 40, to do with Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. And then for Jacob with Joseph's sons, you might like to look at Genesis 47, Genesis 48, particularly verses 8 to 20, and Genesis 49. The brevity of this podcast won't allow us to look at those passages in great detail, but what we do see in both situations is an unusual kind of blessing. Jacob and Esau's blessings are reversed, and also with Joseph's sons, the hands are crossed, and the usual blessings are not conferred, a different kind of blessing. And the unusual nature of these blessings perhaps illustrates, as I say, two principles. Firstly, that God is in charge of future blessings. God will arrange things such that his sovereign will be carried out, perhaps not in the way that is expected by us humans, but he will do it, that the shortcomings of men are no barrier. Isaac lacks perception when he's blessing Jacob and Esau. Jacob is deceitful in that situation, and yet still, God seems to have a way of carrying out the blessings and blessing people and using people and carrying out his sovereign will despite those weaknesses. Of course, Isaac was able, after the deception, to have insight into the fact that somehow this was God's will. Look again at Genesis 27. And he has faith. He had faith in that situation that God would bring good from it, despite what was happening being against all the cultural norms of the day, that for the younger son to be blessed more than the older seemed wrong, looked wrong, sounded wrong, was wrong. And yet, somehow God was able to use it. And in the second situation with Jacob and Joseph's sons, Jacob certainly was old, he was blind, but that did not prevent him from having strong faith. It did not prevent him from having a faithful vision of the future for the sons of Joseph. He saw what they would be by faith. These are great lessons for us. As we sometimes look at our weaknesses, we sometimes look at our sins or the sins of others and see them as barriers to God's will being carried out. Yet by faith, God will do what he will do. He is sovereign and will carry out his will if we continue to live by faith. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 22. Until then, if you would like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email, should you wish to contact me, is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. In iTunes, you'll find us if you type in MCCX into the search bar and look under podcasts. And if you'd like to follow my Twitter feed, that's also MCCX. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.